Hey, this is Dominique Henderson, your CFP on YouTube, helping you jumpstart your career in financial services. As always, I'm bringing to you fresh ideas from a recently aired video on my YouTube channel, which you can find at www.youtube.com/theYouTubeCFP. Do me a favor, my friend, and text me at 214-699-7599 with any questions you might have from this show so I can help you along your journey in becoming a successful financial professional. Again, that number is 214-699-7599. All right, let's hop into today's topic. So you've decided you want to be a financial planner and you want to help people change the trajectory of their lives with plans that are going to help build a better financial future for them. But you don't know what designation, program, or certification you should go after. Let's talk about some factors to help you choose. Get the pen and paper out. Finding success as a financial planner includes a lot of things. There are so many choices out there, so many programs, a host of designations and certifications that you can go after. But what's going to be right for you if you are the type of person that says, hey, I want to be a personal financial planner to somebody. I want to craft a plan that I'm going to be able to monitor and that they're going to be able to accept that's going to change the trajectory of their life. They're going to be allowed to live their best life based on this relationship that I'm going to form with them that all starts with a personal financial plan. So one consideration I would say is accreditation. Now, there are a lot of designations and certifications out there. There's an alphabet soup of them, but there are some that are not accredited. And you want to watch out for what I would call these fairly new designations that have not been around as long or don't have the notoriety or don't have the accreditation. After you work so hard studying for an exam or taking classes, you want to make sure that when you finish that it actually means something. You don't want to waste a lot of time and money, and there are a lot of programs out there. So I would say make sure that you find something that it is accredited. I'll have a link down below to FINRA's website that shows you some of the designations that are accredited so that you can narrow your search field with what you should do. I would say as an addendum or kind of thinking about this on the side, think about things that interest you, right? Maybe you have experienced a divorce in your life. So maybe you want to think about having a specialization around people that have gone through that. Maybe you've had a nasty distribution of an estate where you were an heir and you want to specialize in estate practices, right? So there's all types of different things, whether it be tax or investments or whatnot. But I would say after you figure out that scope, then start to narrow it down by the things that are at this degrees, or rather certifications and designations that are accredited, that have some type of body that is independent, that endorses that particular certification or designation, that it's just not like a, you know, you fill out a paper and you send some money in and you mail it in and they send you back some type of accreditation. You don't want that. Or you don't want something that's not legitimate. So just make sure you stay along that path of legitimacy. Accreditation is a big factor. Also, public perception or opinion is a big factor. Now, let's just be really, really honest and transparent. These degrees, certifications, or designations do not replace a good marketing plan. However, what I would say is if you go after a designation that the public is getting warmed up to, or there's advertisements around it, or people are starting to recognize and, you know, actually search for this type of designation, that's a very smart investment on your behalf, because once you start to think about the time and the money and the effort you're going to have to spend in order to get it, you want it to be worth something in the public eye. You don't want people to not know what it means. You don't want you to have to do a lot of educating yourself on what that designation means. So go after something that people have already, don't try to reinvent the wheel, basically. Go after something that people already know about instead of some obscure designation that no one's really owns or really has. Go after this stuff that has already been kind of trailblazed for you. That being said, I would say another consideration is comprehensiveness. One of the reasons why I chose the Certified Planner designation is because of its comprehensiveness. From internal standpoint, I wanted to be able to build comprehensive plans that connected the different dots of people's lives, right? I wanted to bring in investments. I wanted to look at cash flow management. I wanted to look at asset protection, and I wanted to look at tax strategy. And I wanted all those to be able to talk to one another so that we are covering all the bases. And when I looked at programs, I saw that the CFP did a really good job of that. So comprehensive exam or not, I believe the CHFC is another designation that is similar to the CFP, but you don't have the exam, the comprehensive exam. But when you're looking at being a financial planner, you want to be able to be as holistic and as comprehensive as possible. I think this is a benefit to the clients that you're going to serve. And remember, this is about learning. This is about realizing what it does, you know, ways to reduce taxes without being a tax specialist, ways to save them money on their asset protection and their estate transfer without being an attorney, ways to, you know, so that's what the comprehensiveness of a program does. It teaches you all these different aspects. Now, in reality, you may not practice in all these all the time. You're going to have to settle down on a niche, like I've talked about before in previous videos. But having that background so that you can be a better asset and resource for your clients is always going to be a good thing. So make sure you look at a designation or a certification that is comprehensive in nature. Thanks for taking the time with me today to listen. Just one quick question before we continue. Have you subscribed to my YouTube channel yet? If you haven't, I want to give you just one more reason to subscribe. Each week, I'm going to be sharing what I've learned in 20 plus years in the industry so that you can reach your goals faster. How's that? Now back to this week's episode. So let me just mention a couple of ones that I may recommend or endorse. So I've talked about the CFP extensively. I'll link some videos for that one. The CHFC that's offered by the American College is also another more financial planner-y, if you will, designation, whereas you're going to be taking about 27 to 30 hours of courses and you're going to be taking an exam after each course, but there's not going to be a comprehensive exam like the CFP. You'll need 30 hours of CE every couple years, like the CFP. But this gives you what I would call a more holistic approach to financial planning, especially if you're going to be holding yourself out as a financial planner or personal financial planner for people that are looking for that. The CFA, the Chartered Financial Analyst, is another designation that I think holds a lot of high regard in the industry. A very highly reputable designation. This charter, as they call it, the Chartered Financial Analyst designation, I think you have to really want more of a focus on investments. I would say this is highly investment-centric when it comes to just the core curriculum. And the reason why I know is I studied for part one of this exam a few years ago. And what I decided is that my master's degree in finance, along with the CFP, would give me plenty enough information to serve my clients. Now, if you want to go down the route of really constructing portfolios for clients and doing the deep analysis that it may take to construct those portfolios, this would be an excellent path for you to go, but it's going to be probably 2 to 3 years in the making. It's self-study. You probably need to put in anywhere from 250 to 300 hours a year in studying for this. It's an exam in three parts. You have to pass level 1, 2, and 3 in order to hold that charter. So it's a commitment. But if you want to be a more investment-centric financial planner, I would say this is something that you can consider definitely. Now, there are some other ones like the EA, the Enrolled Agent, and the CPA, which are really Certified Public Accountant that are not necessarily financial planner, but they give you the background in a specialty like tax, for instance. For both of those, you would be able to represent your clients in front of the IRS. So a lot of advisors that want to be planners and want to focus on tax may look at those two options, either one of those, in order to further their scope of knowledge in just tax, but also being a comprehensive financial planner with a specialty. Okay, my final tip would be a bonus tip, which I would say. And if you're, let's say you're just out of high school, just starting college, and you know that you want to go into the field of finance, I would say you're young, you have plenty of time. You know, maybe start with a business degree. I would say you can even start undecided, start taking some of the classes that are in the business industry or business finance type of major. And then start narrowing your scope as you continue more college classes. If you are really decided on what you want to do, you may even want to pursue a financial planning program at a specific college or university. You can start to search those things through collegeboard.org to see which universities actually have financial planning programs, if that's the route you want to go down. But I would say if you're really, really young, you have a lot of time to decide that, so there's no rush. But you want to start to expose yourself to those business courses, finance courses, accounting courses to see where your interests lie and where your passions lie. So let me know if you want to be a financial planner. Have you decided that under the umbrella of financial professional, you definitely want to go into helping people? I've done tons of videos on this and I'll link those all down there in the show notes for you to kind of peruse. But let me know what your path is like and what you're striving to be. Is that going to be a financial planner for you? Let me know down in the comments. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Well, that wraps up this week's episode, and I hope you were able to glean at least one takeaway that will help you on your path. You know what? I'd really love to hear what it was that I said that may have helped you. Feel free to drop me an email at info@djh-capital.com. That's info@djh-capital.com. One last thing, my friend. It would really help the podcast if you would leave a review on the platform that you're enjoying it on. I'd really appreciate it, and it will help more financial professionals like yourself find out about what we're doing here. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.